This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Public housing has been controversial for a long time, longer perhaps than you might have thought. Back during the Great Depression, 80-something years ago, the federal government tried something a little bit different, designing and building entire towns that were federally planned and subsidized. Greenbelt towns, they were called. Three of them were built before politics and economics got in the way, but those three do still stand. Photographer Jason Roblando has a book coming out about the Greenbelt towns. It's called New Deal Utopias. Jason, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
How did you find these Greenbelt towns?
I first started photographing public housing in Chicago. I was photographing in the high rises on the south side, and I eventually found out about another public housing complex on the north side of Chicago called Lathrop Homes. It was very idyllic and it had lush green courtyards. I found out that it was built in this Garden City style. And when I learned about that, I learned that it was developed by this Englishman named Sir Ebenezer Howard, and his idea was to combine the best of the town and best of the country, meaning the social and economic advantages of living in community with each other, with the fresh air and open green spaces of nature. So those Garden City principles were applied to the Greenbelt towns, and the towns are located in Greenbelt, Maryland, Green Hills, Ohio, and Greendale, Wisconsin.
Tell me about them. When you go to them today, can you tell that they were planned and organized and sort of, built as these community centers?
Absolutely. I mean, the first time I had visited them, you crossed the border, and I was just stunned. I really felt like I was in a different time. Huh. And they were, kind of these small, modest houses, and they looked like they were from England. They had these also lush courtyards, common green spaces, and they were conceived in 1935, and they were conceived as a solution to the Great Depression. So the idea was it was a job creation program, but also a housing program.
They only lasted, it should be said, 18-ish years, right? By 1952, there was the whole communist thing, and people were upset about the idea of communal living and communal cooperation. But also they were expensive.
Yes, they were controversial from the start as far as cost overruns and also the communal cooperative aspect that was kind of built into it. So by the 50s, they were transferred to private developers and homeowners. And I think that was probably a good thing as far as not having the government be the landlord forever. Hmm. I think people feel real ownership of the community.
When you talk to the people who live there, what's the sense?
They can't hide their Greenbelt pride. People really love living there, particularly the people that I met in Greenbelt, Maryland. They are still living in a cooperative model. So if your neighbor's roof needs fixing, it comes out of this communal pot. So it's kind of like it is cooperative.
But you can't just do any kind of roof you like, right? I mean, with the money come the rules.
Precisely. So there are committees. I think that's all within the kind of auspices of historic preservation and preserving the character of the place. And that's another way that people stay connected to the New Deal. Mm-hmm.
Jason Roblando is a photographer. His book about these Greenbelt cities and a bunch of other places is called New Deal Utopias. And we've got some pictures and a bunch of links on our website as well, marketplace.org. Jason, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.